DW. The five-story Rana Plaza complex, built on swampy ground outside the capital, Dhaka, contained clothing factories, a bank, apartments, and several shops. After cracks were discovered in the building on April 23, 2013, the shops and the bank on the lower floors were immediately closed. But the textile workers were summoned to work the next day. When the building collapsed, many workers were trapped under heavy machinery or buried under concrete. 1,135 people died. Another 2,500 people were injured, making the disaster the deadliest garment factory accident in history. Kalpona Akhtar, a former textile worker herself, is the executive director of the Bangladesh Center for Workers' Solidarity, or BCWS. She says that it was vital for the families of the victims to fight for compensation, because many had lost their main breadwinner, and some of the survivors were handicapped for life.
They did not name it compensation, because they don't want it to take responsibility. It was total $71 million we were asking. Lately, we had to, make it downsize, and we ended up making downsize. It is $30 million for all of them because we had to cut the pain and suffering part.
After the collapse, an international compensation fund, the Rana Plaza Donors Trust Fund, was set up to help the victims' families. But only a few of the companies that had rented office space at Rana Plaza actually paid money into the fund. Contributions were voluntary. Yet other companies, organizations, and private citizens contributed as well. In 2015, 2 years after the collapse, the International Labour Organization, ILO, was finally able to announce it had reached the goal of $30 million to start compensating the victims. There's no government-sponsored scheme to pay compensation or medical treatment for the survivors of work-related accidents, says Bernd Hintzmann of INKOTA, a network of NGOs that also supports the Clean Clothes Campaign.
There's a huge gap in social security systems in many countries, not just in Bangladesh. For instance, there's no law regulating compensations and no insurances covering accidents at work, and also no unemployment schemes.
Hintzmann says that workers' rights in Bangladesh and elsewhere in Asia and Africa should be protected with a series of regulations that factory owners, international retailers, and local producers must adhere to. The Rana Plaza collapse was not the first major accident in the textile industry, and others have happened since. But since the disaster, working conditions and safety has actually improved in many factories.
Rana Plaza serves as an example that victims can win their case after all.
Safety regulations had been massively violated when the upper stories of the Rana Plaza building were constructed. During the lawsuits indicting those responsible for the unsafe building, many said that the fact that the textile workers were told to work despite the cracks in the building was also due to the pressure in the international textile industry that demands a quick turnover of garments that are produced in Asia and sold, for instance, in the United States or Europe. Massive political pressure after the Rana Plaza collapse led to the Bangladesh Accord, an agreement between a number of textile producers and labor unions. It stipulates that national and international textile makers operating in Bangladesh have to adhere to fire and building safety regulations. A lot of that has actually been put in action, says activist Akhtar.
They did all the safety hazards inspection and found almost over 130,000 hazards, which has been taken care of. Necessary and repair and renovation has been done. The Bangladesh Fire and Building Safety Accord has been implemented in their listed factory, which is 1,600 factories, but we have over 4,500 factories across the country.
The Accord has almost 200 signatory clothing brands and retailers from over 20 countries, covering 2.5 million workers in Bangladesh's ready-made garment industry. Akhtar estimates that's about half of Bangladesh's garment workers. Many of the world's largest brands, including Adidas, H&M, and Uniqlo, have signed the accord. The Bangladesh Accord is set to run out in May this year. It will be replaced by a new accord that includes protocols for training and complaints and worker severance payments. After the Rana Plaza disaster, the minimum monthly wage for garment workers was slightly raised to 5,300 taka, or around $65 US, in 2014. Unions are now demanding 16,000 taka as minimum wage, citing a rise in the cost of living following inflation. In China, the biggest textile exporter, wages are more than three times higher for textile workers. The Bangladeshi government has recently started initiatives to revise the minimum pay for garment workers. Companies say that increasing wages will make Bangladesh less competitive on the international market. The industry accounts for over 80% of Bangladesh's exports.
DW.